This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Seeing, they say, is believing. But the truth of the matter is that what you see sometimes isn't all there is. And the stuff that we don't know about affects our behavior in all kinds of different ways. Adam Alter teaches marketing and psychology at NYU. His new book is called Drunk Tank Pink. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I must ask, and this can't possibly be the first time you've been asked this question, but Drunk Tank Pink, what does that mean?
That is a common question. Drunk Tank Pink, it's a color that psychologists used to paint the inside of jail cells in the late 70s and early 80s. And they stumbled on this fact that when you painted the inside of the jail cells this bright pink, bubblegum pink color, that the prisoners seemed to calm down.
Environment then matters. Is that the lesson?
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of the big factors is the colors around us. The environment matters in other ways as well, though. So the weather shapes how we think and feel. What's interesting about that is that when the weather is bad, we actually seem to think more sharply and more clearly. In one experiment in Australia, some researchers approached people in a small corner store. And just as they were leaving the store, they asked them to recall whether they noticed 10 small trinkets on the store counter.
Yeah.
And what they found was that people were much better at remembering what those trinkets were, about three times more accurate on the rainy or cloudy days than they were on the sunny days.
Which does seem to lend itself to the possibility that a smart retailer or merchandiser would take advantage of these, you know, not fixing the weather necessarily, but painting a store a certain shade or playing some music or something?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the central messages in the book. It's not so much trying to encourage people to take advantage of others, but just to suggest to consumers that it's a good idea to understand what these cues are, what these factors are, because once you recognize what they are, you can then cope with them, deal with them, and sometimes even harness them to your benefit.
This must wreck your life. I mean, when you walk into Macy's or Bergdorf Goodman or Nordstrom or something, do you're like, oh, man, this is what they're doing?
You know, I have to turn off. Otherwise, life would be exhausting for me. One thing that helps me immensely is that I'm colorblind.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So that really helps. There's an irony there that I'm talking about this color pink that I actually can't really see. And so I like to think that I'm immune to some of these effects.
One of my favorite things about this book was this observation that people named Kim, Kate, and Kelly gave more to donate in Hurricane Katrina relief than people whose names began with other letters. And that just seems to me to be wild.
It is wild. It's incredibly surprising. And people are always surprised when they hear that, but there's pretty strong evidence for it. So if you look across a whole lot of different hurricanes, Hurricane Mitch, people named Mark and Mary would have given more. Hurricane Katrina, as you said, people with K names gave more. I think what's especially powerful about this is there are ways to harness the naming of hurricanes to increase giving. We know that there are many, many more people in the U.S. with J names and M names. And given we know that, why would we name hurricanes with O names or with V names as often as we do? And I did a quick calculation and found that over the last decade, if we'd named hurricanes appropriately.
Appropriately, that is to say maximizing returns, right?
Exactly, yeah. Maximizing returns. Picking the right initials, you could have increased giving by over $500 million.
Have you called the National Weather Service?
No, I haven't. But
Come on.
This is something I wrote on the back of a napkin the other day, and I think it's brewing, and I think it's time. It's time to call them.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam Alter, he teaches psychology and marketing at the Stern School of Business at NYU, New York City. His book is called Drunk Tank Pink. Adam, thanks a bunch.
Thanks very much for having me, Kai.